Hello, everyone. So I forgot to hit record on the podcast till a couple minutes in. So we did an intro, introduced Joshua as our guest. And the episode starts with me asking him how we got into The Evil Dead. So you haven't missed really that much. He said he heard the musical first before he saw the movies. So I just wanted to give you guys a little intro instead of just jumping in to the middle of a sentence. So I'm sorry for not pressing play. It was my first time conducting the show on StreamYard. Usually we have Martin or Steve doing it, but it was me doing it, so I'm sorry. I hope you enjoy the episode, though, and stay groovy.
I made my first Evil Dead chainsaw that summer, and I started dissecting the movies and getting into the movies, and then luckily the Evil Dead the Musical website actually tells you where people are doing. So I've traveled states to go see productions of Evil Dead the Musical.
Really?
I was actually part of one of the early test audiences for the high school version. And it's awesome. And I'm like, why aren't more high schools doing this show? It's not like, as a fan, I'm like, okay, the cursing has been cut. Some of the blood's been cut. But right. Like, more schools should do this show. It's so fun.
I didn't know so that they were doing a high school. I didn't know they did a high school version at all. What the heck? Why did my school do Grease and not Evil Dead?
Yeah. It's you can buy the script, and the script is very the cover is very cartoony. And it's like this ridiculously drawn Ash, and he's like super buff. And it's very like, it looks like it was drawn in MS Paint, but it's so fun. And like the main song people really remember is like, what the was that? But now it's, what the heck was that? And you're like, okay, small changes, that's fine.
That's funny. Yeah.
And that's how I've now done Evil Dead the Musical. I've done the props and the costume, like mostly just Ash stuff, like the harness, specialty props. And I've done four productions of that. And then I've traveled to go see as many productions as I can. So I really love Evil Dead the Musical, but then it's like Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and the first Evil Dead.
That's awesome. So I guess your favorite entry to the franchise then would be the musical?
That's what I was introduced to. So I love the musical. I love the original cast. Ryan Ward was perfectly cast as Ash. But then, of course, I was like 2012 was a great year to get into Evil Dead, because then as the years go, you got Ash vs. Evil Dead, the remake. So I was spoiled. So fans who were there from day one, they had to wait. And while me, I'm just spoiled with content.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I got into Evil Dead, I want to say, in 2009. Mm-hmm. And I saw the first movie, loved it. Then I saw the second movie, loved it. Saw the third movie, loved it. Went to Blockbuster. Remember when those were still around? Mm-hmm. And for $15, I got the video game Fistful of Boomstick complete, case, instruction booklet, and disc. Mm-hmm. And then the 25th anniversary of Evil Dead 2 hit right around that time. So the NECA figures were coming out.
Yep.
And the reboot was announced. So like, I'm right along with you in terms of feeling spoiled when, you know, getting in the Evil Dead at just the right time and whatnot. But I wanted to ask you a quick question. Like, how long have you been involved with Evil Dead the Musical specifically? Like, since what year would you say?
I would say I literally slid into DMs probably like 20, I think my first one was 2012. Wow. I was like, hello, you don't know me, let me build you things. And it wasn't until like 6 months later, where basically the hierarchy of that community theater, they had a director, they got rid of the director, another person came in who had no idea what was going on. And she saw the message, she was like, I want this kid to come in because I have no idea what I'm coming. I know what I'm doing. And I showed up for like four rehearsals and I hung out with some of the actors, and I was like, okay, here's the chainsaw, put it on. And the guy puts it on and he's like, it's way too heavy. I'm like, okay, take the guide bar off. Plastic guide bar, here you go. And he goes, awesome. Wow. And making the boomsticks, I don't like on stage. I work in professional theater when I'm not at home. I don't like real guns on stage. So all of my boomsticks are completely either fabricated from wooden PVC or they are 3D printed. Two of my boomsticks now that I have for my rentals is I have a 3D printed, and then I have my normal wood one that's in actually my special.
So. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's actually so fucking cool.
Yeah. What's your favorite prop you've made? Because you've done a lot. Like, you've done the chainsaws, you said. You've done Mia's necklace and deadite masks and stuff. Like, do you have a favorite?
My favorite's my first one. my first chainsaw I ever made with my dad. We gutted a Homelite Super XL Deluxe, which is honking because I just wanted a Homelite. And it took like a month to gut that thing, re-weld it to put it back together. And the guide bar that we had on it was the original metal guide bar. And we actually welded the chain back onto it. So when the whole saw was done, it still weighed about 50 pounds. And you had to like hold it like this. And I was like, this can't be right. And so then you get into nerding out and researching. You're like, oh, it's the smaller chainsaw they used for the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ooh, but I still have that chainsaw. It's on display in my home. And it's just a nice memory I have with my dad making that chainsaw.
That's so awesome. I love that. So like the first saw you did was technically, it would have been if Evil Dead was, you know, good at having continuity, it would have been like the saw from the first movie as opposed to the second movie saw. That's funny.
So it's still kind of cool to like look at it. And like the grill, for instance, the grill on the side, it's just a piece of metal with Sharpie lines on it. So it's a dinosaur. It's old. It's not correct, but it's still like a cherished piece I'll never get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I'm sorry if it sounds like there's a chainsaw coming into my mic. There's people doing landscaping outside. Sorry about that.
It's fitting. It adds to the vibe. It's like Ash is here with us, running the chainsaw. So you mentioned you rent out a lot of your props to productions of Evil Dead the Musical. Mm-hmm. What's been like sort of like the most useful one you've made or the one that gets like rented out the most?
I've only done like two productions of Evil Dead and it's mostly just for the chainsaws. Mm-hmm. The theater that I built my first chainsaw for, they rented out another one. And that one was made from an Arizona like drink jug because I was like, I don't feel comfortable renting my chainsaw to you. So I took a jug and did the Indie Mogul video. If you guys ever seen that video,
like
14 years ago, I did that approach.
Okay.
And that one. And then I even said to them, like, you guys keep it. I suggest like raising money for the theater. They did like a Chinese auction style and they auctioned it off. And I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
But mostly mostly people, if you see community theater doing Evil Dead, you can guarantee they're going to use some kind of toy shotgun, but they're going to look for somebody who makes the chainsaws. They're not going to spend the money. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. The chainsaw's the kind of what people come to see.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I wish I had you around when I did.
Yeah, I know you. I was about to give that. I know you did Evil Dead.
Yeah, I had to go out. I had to bring my own saw and like boomstick. And what's funny is during rehearsals, like I want to say maybe a week before opening night, because we were double cast. I'm not trying to put blame on anybody, but I'm just gonna say, in the hands of the other Ash, my boomstick and my chainsaw broke, and so I had to go out and like get replacements and like repaint them and retool them to look like what we needed for the production.
I just did an outdoor drama. We did 70 performances. And every year at the very end, each department puts, it's called an end of the year report. On mine, it says, give an actor a diamond. They will shatter it. And then it continues on to the report because it doesn't matter what you hand an actor, they're going to break it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah. So tell us a little, or sorry, were you gonna ask a question?
No, I thought you were about to. That's the reason I was like,
because
I normally talk too much when we do these episodes, so I'm like, I'm trying to like make sure like G does most of the talking this time around.
That's all good.
Yeah. So what, tell us a little bit about Backyard Zombie Productions and sort of what you do and why you started it.
Backyard Zombie was born out of COVID. I think during quarantine, I made my first video. Like I said I used to love watching any prop videos, tutorials. And I'm like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And 2020 really pushed me not only to like do stuff on YouTube, but also like professionally. And I built my first video I ever made was called Josh Builds. And it's on my normal YouTube channel, but I built the Return of the Living Dead barrel. And I did like an entire paint job. It lights up everything. And I'm like, I want to do this, but I want to be professional. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, make a name, get a logo, start making content. And I found one of my buddies, his name is Vince at Chen's Art. Vince, a shout out to you. He worked with me at a movie store. And I was like, Vince, you do graphic design, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, can you make me a zombie that's like biting a sign? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I can do that. And boom, that's how the logo was born. And I just started making content. And it's like, even like my early videos are just me in a backdrop. And then I start talking about like, this is a prop channel, I swear. Then I start doing unboxing and then props. And now I'm mostly doing props in short films. And that's where backwards. And I always say like the best, I live in Youngstown, but I live outside of Pittsburgh, right outside of where George Romero's Night of the Living Dead was filmed, Dawn of the Dead. So I always said the best zombie movies were made in the backyard. And that's where the name comes from.
That's awesome.
And I hope one day to make a zombie movie in my backyard. So that'd be super cool.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite like short film project you've done so far with it?
Everything that me and my writing directing partner Miles do, Miles Douglas Garrett, the all four movies we've done so far, I love them for different reasons. Cheating Death was our first one. It's only like 2 minutes long. It has a fake full body corpse I made for it. The second movie we did was called The Cheating Death, and we did a bunch of makeup. It was the first time I ever did like heavy makeup prosthetics. The third movie we did was The Green, and that's about a like green zombie fungus. And there was a lot of makeup like goo, and there was actual mouth goo. So experimenting with mouth blood costumes, like learning these different tricks. And then the last one we filmed was our Christmas special. It was called The Evil Elf on a Shelf, Yuletide of Darkness. And that is about a demonic evil elf trying to kill these two young women. And we actually popped an elf out of a guy's chest. So awesome. That's one of my favorite things we've ever done. I'm like, it can only get more ridiculous from here. So each of them is their own thing and they have core memories. And then if you go to my YouTube channel, I have these documentaries called Playing in the Backyard. And it documents all of the behind the scenes that I like. Anytime I can pull my phone out and I can film someone doing something mundane, I'm like, yes. Do that thing. And so you can see how I did. We did all of those movies together.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And I saw some of the behind the scenes stuff you sent me for the Evil Dead special you're doing. So yes. Let's talk a little bit about that. So tell us about the special that's coming out on the same day as Evil Dead Rise.
When I first started my channel, I started talking to Miles. I'm like, we're going to do an Evil Dead fan film. It's coming. I don't know when, but it's always on the radar. And he goes, cool. And then finally, because the new movie was coming out, I'm like, we should do something for the release of Evil Dead. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I didn't want to make a fan film. Mm. Like I did, but I didn't. I was like, there's so many good Evil Dead fan films out. Odyssey of the Odd made a really good one. Then, of course, the Marvel Zombies versus DC Dead versus Army of Darkness. Those ones are amazing. But I wanted to make something that was Evil Dead, but different. So I decided while I was writing it that it would be a pitch. So Miles is pitching me his idea of what an Evil Dead special should be. So this video starts out like any of my other videos. It's me in my backdrop saying, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And then his pitch enters and it ensues and it's madness. Absolute madness. A lot of blood.
That sounds like an Evil Dead movie to me.
A lot of blood.
Was a Necronomicon, a chainsaw, and then we threw in a cheese grater. So Evil Dead movie.
Awesome. I love how hard they're pushing the cheese grater stuff. It's amazing. Same. And Lee Cronin just got like a cheese grater with blood like tattooed on his way out of Texas. I love that. I think there's going to be a lot more cheese graters in horror after this movie comes out.
I literally was on Amazon. I bought two more just to have. And honestly, I kind of want to write. So I've worked with this company called US Props. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of foam weapons. I'm like, just make a foam cheese grater.
Yeah.
Have it. And I want to email them like, all right, come on, foam cheese grater. Because I bought a pan off of them and breakaway bottles. And I'm like, just give me a pan. I mean, a cheese grater, which would be sweet.
Yeah.
Cheese graters are going to be selling out everywhere, just like the chainsaws have been selling out everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Evil Dead Rise, what are your thoughts on the movie? Are you excited for it? Like, have you seen an Evil Dead movie in the theater before? Yeah, talk about Evil Dead Rise.
I saw the 2013 movie three times in the theaters. I have my tickets for each one of them. Nice. But I probably will see, like you guys will probably see Evil Dead Rise like three or four times. just to break it down. I'm excited. I don't know. I don't want to like unveil spoilers. I don't know spoilers. I know what's been released to the public, but I think like, for instance, Ellie's occupation in the movie is super cool because I was like, why would they have that in an apartment when, especially in the trailer with the eyeball? Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's super cool. So I really hope they dive into that, like who she is as a person. Cause I love character. Characters are my favorite parts of movies. And that's why I loved Mia and David, because Mia and David have this, they only show pictures of their mother, but you can tell that struggle between them. Like, our mother is dead and you weren't there. I was, but I'm kind of messed up. So like that character development is really pretty good. So I'm really hoping that these two sisters also have a strong character development where I understand who they are individually, but I also can relate to them both. But Ellie being a mom, introducing children into Evil Dead, which we haven't seen since the TV show with the little Ash, that's a whole different dynamic. And I'm super, I'm like, are they going to kill these children on camera? Because I don't think, I don't know how like ratings work, but I like think the only thing I can think of off the top of my head is like Georgie in the new 2019 It, when he got his arm bit off. They had to cut away. I'm like, how are they going to have these children commit acts of violence? I'm super excited, like, for just all these characters. And I can't, and especially that prop that's been in all the crew shirts.
Oh, you talking about
the baby head?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it because, like, I've seen, it has a name.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen the name on Twitter. So it's like, for viewership, I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
But it's punny.
Message me.
I'll message you. Yeah.
Message me. Because that thing looks cool.
And, like, I will say this. For anyone who wants to look for that spoiler, Lee said he has a very crude stick figure drawing of what his favorite kill is. And if you look closely at the picture he posted of his cheese grater tattoo, if you look closely, you can see that tattoo. And you can put two and two together of that and another image of him wearing something and a scene in the trailer. You can put two and two together. So I'm looking forward to that, because I've heard from people, without spoiling too much, who saw it at South by Southwest. They said that they've alluded that particular moment to them is even better than the cheese grater. So
I think there's going to be some crazy kills in it. Like, I think that's just, it's going to be over the top. Like, I'm surprised it's not like NC-17 or whatever. Like, they must have had to really fight with the ratings board to get an R rating.
I'm curious. What I've heard. Yeah, because Evil Dead, I feel like, is always, when it comes to the roots of the franchise, which are the horror elements, I feel like the franchise has to push the envelope, you know? And I feel like no better way than having the story the way it is, like you said, where it's like, it's a family. So it's going to be that much more gut wrenching, because it's not just a group of friends. Like, we had the family dynamic a little bit in Fede's movie with the brother and sister, but this is taking it to another level by having it being an entire family. It's a mom and her children and her estranged sister, the kid's aunt. And the family, I feel like, is going to get torn apart figuratively and literally. So I'm curious how they do that.
Yeah, there's like a bit more of like an extended synopsis out now that I read in a review, and I think the opening to the movie is going to be pretty nuts too. And I'm so excited.
I almost bought the my partner and I are really big into Legos, and I want the A-frame Lego set that they just released. And I would have just put my zombie figurines by, like, it's Evil Dead, it's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get that Lego set as well.
It's really cool. We saw it at the Lego store. It looks
really,
yeah.
It looks exactly like the cabin. Right. So that's the reason I'm like,
this might be like, I haven't really deep dived into the characters of the movie. Have they released the children's names yet?
Yeah, actually, in that synopsis, they give the names. So there's Danny, Bridget, and Cassie, and Cassie's the youngest.
Okay, because I was wondering if they were going to do something similar to how they named the characters in the remake. Do you guys know this?
Yeah. Oh, the acronym?
Yeah, I was like hoping they would do something like that. It would be like Groovy or something. And I was like, all right, so we have Beth and Ellie. That's B and E. Okay, it could be anything. But
yeah,
just didn't do it. I was just curious if you guys knew.
It would have been funny if they did. But like, I can understand trying to be like different, like do your own thing compared to what's come before. So I feel like maybe that's part of it. But I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited for a story that has more character development. Because mm-hmm. like I feel like sometimes in horror movies you don't really get that. Like it's just straight away to what's going on. It gives you no time to actually get attached to the characters and really care for when, you know, a character mm-hmm. dies or like to root for someone to survive and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm happy that Evil Dead is one of the franchises that actually tries to do something mm-hmm. with that, you know. I was gonna ask you, speaking of characters, who are you're gonna either top three or top five favorite characters from the movies and from the show?
What about the video games? Because one of my favorite characters is from the video games.
You know what? We can do video games as well.
Henry the Red, 100%. Okay. One of my favorite characters. Sam from Regeneration.
Sam is great.
And then Pablo. Probably just Pablo, because he's El Brujo Especial.
El Brujo Especial.
And of all of like the only real prop I really ever wanted from Ash vs. Evil Dead was his necklace from even season one. And then I got the Ashy Slashy puppets for Christmas every year when they came out. But other than that, the necklace, and then finally getting one that was like legit. I went through one artist who had a lot of problems. I forget his actual name. He had some problems on the boards that I was on. And then my good friend Joey, who made your Linda necklace, he makes Pablo's necklace, and I have his. And I love that piece. Absolutely love that piece.
Yeah, the pendant. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to get that as well. Like, there's so many good Evil Dead props and whatnot.
Staring at Joey's website, I'm just like, please don't make any more Evil Dead stuff, man. I'm checking them off, but please stop. But Hitman and we're about to work on another video, so I'm really hoping I can get a ring here soon. Yeah.
Okay. There's too much Evil Dead stuff out there now. It's like between all the companies that are making T-shirts, because you have Creepy Company, you have Cavity Colors, you have Fright Rags, you have Terror Threads, you have Middle of Beyond. Like, there's so many companies that have the rights to Evil Dead 1, 2, Army of Darkness, the show. And it's just like pause on releasing stuff. Like, I have bills I need to pay.
This is like 5 years old and it's stained with ink from my when I've done proper, but this is the Middle of Beyond wallet, and it's
I need a new one. Mine is falling apart.
It's falling apart.
Yeah. I think the merchandise addictions is just going to get worse when Evil Dead Rise comes out. Because I know absolutely. That they have a company that has like the merchandising rights. So I think they're going to go full out with like action figures and stuff too.
I forgot that they did
Pops, Funko that. Pops, more Pops.
More Pops. More Pops, more NECA figures.
The last Evil Dead Pop we got was the Hot Topic exclusive Ash from Army of Darkness, besides the 30th anniversary ones that came out for mm-hmm. the game. But I'd love to see more pops of other characters. I'm surprised the Evil Dead, the game IP, wasn't just bought by Funko so they can, there it is. And there's the chase. Yeah. I know my pops. The only pop I'm missing is the Toy Tokyo Deadite General. That's limited pieces. I want it so bad, but I'm just like, I'm not spending that much money on a pop.
No, I don't blame you. But yeah, I feel like when it comes to like figures, there needs to be more like pops and like NECA figures of like Evil Dead and whatnot. Especially since I think it's gotten easier to get the rights and license to different facets of Evil Dead.
Any day now, I feel their prototype for an Evil Dead chainsaw. With their release of the prototype of the Texas Chainsaw full-size replica chainsaw they're doing, I'm like, they own the IPs. I'm like, just as a prop maker myself, do I want to see it? Yes. And then no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't want it to be horrible, but I also don't want people to just buy them and mod them and that's what I would do. I would mod them. But I like the authenticity of the real ones or the resin ones. Like, I own a Nick Salmart saw that I love. It's one of my favorite pieces. And then I own my actual home light converted. So I get nervous, but I'm like, I also don't want to deprive somebody of something when they don't have the ability to make something and they don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. So a nice like $250 chainsaw. But like, I was raised with tools in my hands. So when I got my first home light, I was like, okay, let me figure out how to take this apart and then put it back together so my hand can go in. And so it'd be nice for fans to have like that kind of thing. But also I'm just going to be a little bitter, and then I'll of course buy one and mod it. Like, this is cool.
Yeah. I'm definitely in that camp of like, I would like there to be officially licensed like prop replicas of stuff from Evil Dead. Like, and I feel like there's so many cool things beyond just the chainsaws and the shotguns. And I was actually going to ask you, like, what are some of your favorite, like, I know you said like Pablo's pendant, but I was just curious, like, even beyond that, what are some of your favorite props and or weapons from the franchise? Like your top three or five, out of curiosity.
I think like, when I started doing Evil Dead the Musical, one of the main props in the show that has to be, besides everything, is the dagger. I made my first dagger in 2013 or 2012, and I made it out of a piece of wood that was the shape of an L, and I hot glued store-bought skeletons. I ripped them apart and started just building up the handle, and then I had a dagger blade, and that's how I built my first dagger. And it was just Mod Podge, epoxy sculpt, anything. Like the way the real prop was made. And then over time, especially you're also a member of Knights of Samaria, we get all of these like amazing artists who understand the props and they know what they're looking at. So learning the history of the props and how they were made on set, how they're replicated, is really cool. I didn't know like the original dagger, for instance, was made from a model kit and wings, like buffalo wings. And they just all put it all together and boom, you have the dagger. And then in Evil Dead 2, the dagger was slightly changed with the spine. And now I own the Trick or Treat Studios one. And looking at that, I'm like, I don't think I'd be able to replicate this and give it justice with what my skill set. But with a little bit of foam and some wood, I'll make something look kind of cool.
Yeah.
But so that's the dagger, definitely. The dagger, we used it in the short film. My friend Rosie actually holds it and runs at the camera with it. But knowing that it was the first one I ever made, it makes it special for me. Little Easter egg for you. Mm-hmm. And I think the book, being an Evil Dead fan, people like, especially like when I was younger and I didn't own a book, I was like, okay, how do I make pages look old? How do I make something look like this? And I have a box, like a legit box that has every single one of the books I've ever made.
Really?
Just stacked on each other. And like, I'll flip through the pages and you could tell they were like, here's a Sharpie drawing. Here's a watercolor page I did. Here's something I just slapped a bunch of weird symbols on and then I flipped the page and I kept going. And then owning the Trick or Treat Studios one. And then I'm working right now on my book where I'm going to, my idea is I had the skin of the book done. It was done by a guy on Etsy and Perkle Creations. I did his cover, built the structure of the book, and then I bought these like really like dense canvas pictures, like picture paper. I'm going to bind them and then I'm going to hand that book off to artists and say, here's your inspiration. Go crazy.
I love that. Yeah. I love that idea. And
that's like one of my dream props where it's my book that's made of like different artists, especially like content creators or just artists themselves who are like, I really like your art style. Would you like to do a Necronomicon page? Here are the colors you can use. You can use these like four shades of red. Go crazy.
That'd be so cool. Idea.
Yeah.
That's one of that. So it'll be a little, I'm going to probably like once I'm moving currently. So once the move is done, I really want to sit down and start that video. I have an artist that's locally here that I really like that I'm gonna go to her and I'm gonna say, here, can you do like two or three pages? Just go crazy. And I'll make sure I highlight all your socials and stuff. And then from there, I'll have a video to show other artists like, this is this project. Do you want to be a part of it?
Yeah. And the good thing with the Necronomicon is the pages don't have to be super like sort of complicated either. Like,
yeah,
they're not like, you totally could spend hours on them like for pages like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, it's a really cool idea, and I think it's easy enough to pull off without like really taking up people's like time or whatever, like in a good way. Like I think that they'll want to do it.
Yeah,
I stole the idea from one of my favorite YouTubers. His name is AJ Good over at the House of Masks. And he had this clown mask from Slipknot that he would hand off to artists. And they would just do, they would redo the paint job every time. By the time he got it back after the year, it was like the paint layers were coming off. Everything, it looked disgusting, but it's now like a prize piece in his like collection.
It's a one of one thing.
It's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone should do that with the Necronomicon. And I'm like, oh, I should do that. That should be me. I should do that. But also, if anyone's watching, like, that's a cool idea. Yeah, go ahead, do it. Support your local artists. Support, heck, like, I keep telling people, if you want something done, like, that's artists, like, you don't have to, like, for instance, if you don't want to get a tattoo, sometimes these people, like, art, like, tattoo artists will do these beautiful draw. I have several beautiful prints that are done by local tattoo artists that if you just ask, hey, can you do this? And you don't have to get it permanently put on you. You can get it on a piece of paper and boom, you're supporting an artist. So that's what I kind of want to do with that. I have like my, like I have a, who here has an Evil Dead tattoo?
I want one. I just
don't
want
to. Come on.
I'm not a tattoo person.
I do. I have an Evil Dead. I have a chainsaw American traditional on my leg.
That's awesome.
I would love to go to that artist and be like, hey man, do you want to do like an Evil Dead drawing in this book? I'll probably go to him and be like, hey, go do something.
Yeah. That's actually a really, really good idea. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And like you said, supporting local artists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And like with it being the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, it even like just makes sense because like why wouldn't it be illustrated by like multiple people who, you know, have like got their hands on the book and like added pages and whatnot. So I think that's a really brilliant idea.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Necronomicon Project.
See, there you go. I'm gonna be like, all right, Chris. Chris came up with the title. Chris, I think it'd be so fun, and that's why I'm really excited. Like, kind of going off of that with the book, I'm really excited about because I was a really big fan of the Evil Dead 2 Space Goat Publishing comics.
I actually was too.
Yeah, we both won the contests, the picture contest.
Oh yeah,
I won one.
Oh my god,
it was the picture contest.
Talk about small world.
Yeah, man. I remember you being on there because you won first place, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I was second. And mine was my Necronomicon of the comic was like coming out of it. I still have it.
I remember that.
I loved their stories, the Tales of the Necronomicon. So yes. I look at all of the movies that are coming from that, like kind of like, okay, these are just different stories.
It's like an anthology.
Yeah.
Did
you ever get your prize?
I did not. I, without going too deep into it, because it'd be a whole
nother whole different question.
What am I legally allowed to say? Because I know a lot. I did some digging, because I'm sure as you guys know, like Space Goat was supposed to be doing the board game. People pledged to Kickstarter and then didn't hear anything, and then years went by. Yada yada yada. So, without getting too deep, I know the guy that created Space Goat and owned it was the problem. Because a lot of people were saying Space Goat in general, and it's like, well, you're lumping everybody else that worked in the company who had nothing to do with the issue. It was the guy that owned it. He did some things that screwed over staff and fans. And it was like a trickle-down effect, because what happened was I did some sleuthing, and I'm not going to give away exactly what, but from something that was public, from Space Goat, from Evil Dead.
Especially you were promised that game. You were as a winner.
Well, it's like, I wasn't even just worried about that. Like, I wasn't concerned about like trying to get stuff. Okay. I was like, I just wanted answers like to what happened, because I didn't want to be that person going online, being angry, saying this is what happened. And it's not like the true story. So I got in touch with somebody and I was like, hey, do you know what happened? And he's like, I don't even work for Space. I stopped working for them before like things ended, but like, here's what I can tell you. And then there's things I legally cannot tell you. Mm-hmm. And it was a whole mess, but he was trying to help me get the stuff that I was supposed to get. And I still wasn't able to get it, unfortunately. And I also want to give a cautionary, like a warning to people. There is the guy that is responsible for the issues that happen. He is selling stuff on eBay, and I didn't realize it was him. So I unfortunately gave him more of my money because he was giving, I thought it was just someone that happened to have pieces of stuff. Like they had, Hey, Ash, can you calm down out there? There is extra. I have one. He had extra dye from that was made from the wood of the Evil Dead 2 cabin. Mm-hmm. And I bought that and like comic books and the Tom Sullivan foam dagger as well. Yeah. And I didn't realize it was the guy that was responsible for screwing everybody over. That was the seller on eBay. So if you see Evil Dead 2 Space Ghost stuff being sold on eBay and it's like a bundle of stuff, if you're tempted, just don't do it because you're giving a screwhead your money, because mm-hmm. it's the guy that was responsible for everything falling apart before.
I feel really bad though, because I did get my prize.
You did? What was the prize that you got?
So I got the volumes, the three volumes of comics, but I messaged the woman who had been messaging me, I forget her name. I'm like, can I get it signed? And she's like, the artists don't like art in our office. I'm like, anyone in the office, please sign this.
Oh, wow.
All the interns signed it, drew pictures. I'm like,
really?
Cool.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
that's
I have awesome. Like a bunch of volumes. They just like some guys drew a square with a face on it. Goes, haha, groovy. And I'm like, yeah, make your intern sign it. I don't care. I just want this to like be special. And she's like, yeah, I can take care of that. That's a weird request. I'm like, thank you.
No, I love that. I personally think it's a weird request. But I would have done the same thing because, you know, you're getting people who helped work on something related to Evil Dead to, you know, sign something that they were a part of and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm only slightly jealous because like I messaged them and because like I think the grand prize was the deluxe edition of the board game. So I messaged them. I was like, hey, I was like, technically, I already pledged for that. Can I get like something in lieu of that? And they were like, oh yeah, we'll send you like comic books and like, you know, the other extra bonuses and stuff. And like, never got it. And the dude I got in contact with, he was mad. He was like, you never got the stuff? I was like, no. And he's like, I'll try and set you up so you can get the stuff. And like, nothing came out of it, unfortunately. But it's like, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. But honestly, I, as an Evil Dead fan, I feel so lucky and so blessed because I've had so many amazing experiences happen as a result of being a fan. And I've made so many friendships along the way, people that I don't even consider just friends, I consider family as a result of being
hands down
part of mm-hmm. the fandom and whatnot. So like that right there is enough for me. Do I want merch? Do I love merch? Yes. I want that mom's linguine thing that they had.
Yeah.
Southwest so badly. I might be tempted to eat the candy, but still I want it just for the packaging and the
meat. Yeah, just the packaging and the paper. Greater alone.
Mm-hmm. That packaging, the longer you stare at it, the better it gets.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many puns on there that I didn't notice until like my fourth or fifth, like staring at the photo of like desiring to have it so badly.
I'm mm-hmm. super glad that I haven't seen a single announcement for like any popcorn buckets or like cups because of what happened with the Scream stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, just please, just... Oh, God.
Just wait till the movie comes out. Don't do it 2 weeks before and put everything up. Don't tell anyone. Just put it at the movie theater. And then the people that are there to see the movie will get it.
The Thursday night that the movie comes out, that's when you'd be like, announcement, we got popcorn buckets. We got T-shirts. We got cups. We got
just a cheese grater that pops open.
I would buy that.
No. Here's what you do. You get like a mini cheese grater and you get like, I don't know, like a block of blood red seasoning flavor that you just do over the cheese grater to season your popcorn.
See, now I'm just going to bring my cheese grater, turn it over, and be like, can you fill this with popcorn? Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Don't
honestly, I like that idea. That'd be really funny.
Mm-hmm. But we're actually doing we're doing a giveaway for the special, and one of the props that I have revealed that's part of the giveaway is the cheese grater that we use in the film. So I'm actually currently modifying it, but I add some like blood and effects to it, and we're gonna have the cast sign it. But the cool thing, I guess the cheese grater is the cool, like all the props are cool, but I'm working right now on COAs. And like, they're not official. They're just YouTube, but like putting your logo on something, having someone sign it. As a fan, I really hope people appreciate the work that we just put into like typing up a fake certificate of authenticity. Like, this was used in this part of this movie.
Yeah.
So I love
that.
I love the aspects of giveaways. I've done one giveaway and I should have put not worldwide shipping because I had to ship the winner's thing to Australia.
Ooh.
And like, he was a young kid who won. He was like 14. And I'm like, no, man, you're winning this. And I said it to him, it cost like $37 to ship it. It was probably like maybe $20 worth of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, just you enjoy that, man. Thank you for being here since day one. You're the boss.
Oh, man.
And he got like he got the Evil Dead pop, and he got I love putting pencil cases, put stickers on them, and I filled it with just stickers, zombie stuff, anything I could fit into this case. That's what went into it.
Was it the Evil Dead pencil case?
No, it was just the normal like 50 cent. I love. I actually so like think of like a DVD shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a pencil case, let's say this case, and I turn it this way, and I put it in like a book.
Oh, okay.
So I have like 50 of them that are labeled with like, these are zip ties, these are different types of stickers, these are this brushes, anything. And that's how I categorize everything.
Okay.
So I keep them all on a shelf. And so like, I'll have like empty ones and I'm like, okay, I'll use this as part of the giveaway.
That's actually really smart. I like that.
Yeah.
You're very creative.
You are.
You got to use space. Very creative. You got to use space with how you have it. But, I enjoyed being creative. I was pushed by my parents, I was blessed with the parents I had. They were always like, do more, like have fun. And they, like, I did sports in high school and stuff, but my dad was like, don't you like theater? Do theater. And then I worked professionally in theater, and I have them to thank for that. And then especially when I told my parents about Evil Dead, they're like, that sounds fun. And then introducing them to the movies and the series, and they're like, oh yeah, no, Ash is a household name in our house.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures of both my parents holding chainsaws, and
that's awesome.
It's a very good vibe in the home. Very good vibe.
I had another quick question. I saw that you got the game, but have you played it yet? Evil Dead the game?
Evil Dead the game?
Yes.
Yes.
You get the collector's edition, right?
Terrible at it.
You're terrible.
Me too. I'm so bad at it.
I'm terrible. I'm not good at video games. I've never been good at video games. So a game that's designed to be that you need to be good in order to win. I've been playing the levels to try to get better.
But
the mission.
They're hard.
When you only have one mission complete, you've had the game for like 2 weeks. You're like, am I a failure? Am I failed?
The missions are difficult.
They're very difficult. I'm constantly playing the Mia and David one, and I'm just like, I can win this. This is blasphemy.
That might be my favorite mission, to be honest.
It's very good, especially with Pablo and Kelly and everybody coming in.
Yes.
I tried the first mission, and I think I died like twice maybe, and I was like, I give up. I'm bad at video games too. I'm very bad at video games.
I
understand what you're going through.
I think I'm gonna try and finally film a walkthrough. I say in quotes because like I not because well, the funny thing about those missions is there's more than one way to successfully beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's randomized. It's
there's that, crazy. Like it's different, like almost every other time you boot it up. And then on top of that, there's like, I don't want to say necessarily fully like secrets, but there's alternate ways to do stuff. Like I didn't know until I saw someone posted online that the David and Mia mission, somewhere around the cabin grounds is the pendant. Mm-hmm. And you can pick up the pendant and that'll change things. All I saw was Ash's hand.
Yep.
And I picked up the hand and that changed things. And it's like, you know, you can go to different areas, like, you know, it says like your objectives, and it says like alternatively you can do this but you don't have to do it. So like there's more than one way to like do the missions and like win. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So I'm thinking of not exploring all the different options, but being like, hey, here's what worked for me and how I beat the mission, and like do a walkthrough and like post that online soon for all of them, because some are harder than others, and like some I feel like you can get through like that. But I was also going to say we should try and play the game together.
Oh yeah,
sometime soon.
I would love to do that. That'd be so fun, especially playing with fans. I would love to be. I call dibs on Henry the Red. Just saying.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. G, who you got?
I mostly play Cheryl, and then I bought like the pack that has Ruby in it. So I've been playing as Ruby a lot, actually.
Okay.
Which is fun. I love Lucy Lawless's little voice lines. Lucy's she runs around great. Yelling. Yeah, it's great.
I just wish they would like I did a video talking about what I would want for the game when the game first came out. I'm still hoping for these super fans to like put like get Ted Raimi to come in and do some like do Chet, because obviously
yeah. we're
in Chet, but no, he didn't voice Henrietta, but I'm like, imagine Sam just waddling around Evil Dead the game.
Oh, like from Regeneration?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, just do it.
It'd be funny. But I'm curious if there's like a legal issue with that, since it's like from mm-hmm. another game and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I do like that. In terms of Chet, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I'll say I've seen some chatter. Mm-hmm. I've seen some stuff. I'll just say there's a very, very high chance that at some point in time, we may or may not see Chet.
Yeah, I want to know.
That's
like,
all I'm gonna say.
With all these new characters coming out, I'm like, are they gonna make a second art book? Because this art book only has this much stuff, and I want more. So
I am in the same camp, because I love the art book,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah,
that I feel like even just information. Like, there's some stuff like I'll see, because you know how fans can be. I'll see some fans, you know, make comments here and there, and it's like, well, if you have the collector's edition, did you read the art book? Because the art book will answer a lot of questions regarding the game. But
yeah,
it's such a good read.
It is, it really is. I like binged through it in like 2 days. I loved it. But mm-hmm. I would love a part two art book, because I want to see more of the stuff that they have that they've been releasing. Because I know some of the artists on social media, once the stuff is out, they share some of their work, but they're still like, you know, there's so much art that they haven't released yet that like, I'm like, when it comes to movies and games, I'm a concept art fanatic. I love seeing the concept art,
mm-hmm.
and even some stuff that doesn't make it to the final stage. I'm like, I would like them to find a way to still like take this vision and bring it to life, because there's some stuff for the Army of Darkness map that I'm like, I wish it would have made it into the final version of the map. Like certain locations and like statues and buildings. I'm like, oh, this would be so freaking cool to see.
I love desktop coffee table books. I own, I think I just packed a bunch, and I think there was like over 50 in a box. And my favorite one, that even though the movie was terrible, is the 2019 Hellboy. Cause the artistry that went into that movie, like, ugh. Did I just hurt him?
A little.
Like the movie, when I say that, I don't actually say, like, I'm not saying that I don't like it. I think, because people just automatically, they say, you hear 2019 Hellboy and they're like, oh, it's terrible. I'm like, but it was charming. It was like an episode of Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's like a niche humor. I love David Harbour.
Same.
Yeah.
Nice.
My favorite line of the movie will always be when his head is on the bar and they're like, come on, Hellboy goes, this is Josh. And like, he says my name. Like, I laughed in the theater. I'm like, hey, it's me. And the artistry that went into all parts of that movie. And then, of course, my favorite character in the BPRD is Lobster Johnson. Mm-hmm. So you have Thomas Hayden Church on screen having the time of his life saying, beware my claw. And I'm like,
that was
like what I
thought the movie was good.
I own the Steelbook. I own the Steelbook of the film from Best Buy, the Mike Mignola version. And I was like, yes, but people automatically say this movie is terrible. And I'm like, so I have to say it, like the terrible 2019. But no, good. I'm in good company. Yeah. But it is my favorite art book, because seeing how the progression of the mechanics of even just the BPRD stuff, and then seeing the organic stuff from the monsters and from the Blood Queen. And then also the concept art, this is a little fun fact, the concept artists used a stock photo of the Ruby's costume for an adult man. They like took the, like when they do Halloween costumes for catalogs, it is the Ruby's costume, and they just blurred it a little bit. And that's how they did scale. I'm like, that's the Ruby's. I actually,
that's
like,
so funny.
Sitting there with the book, I'm Googling Ruby's Hellboy, and it pops up. It's like this big hulking dude. And I look side to side, just blurry. And I'm like, ha, Ha ha ha. Because you need the artist was probably, I need a scale, I need a picture that represents Hellboy in full scale. And they're like, oh, this is a great, great reference. So use that.
That's funny.
And yeah. It's one of my favorite art books. But the Evil Dead one is close. I would love to see a to the public version of the Evil Dead, the game with everything once the game is finished and non-update. That'd be really cool. But also I'd love to see any big, like the Evil Dead companion book is really cool, but okay. It doesn't have a lot of pictures. There are no books except for that one. I forget the guy who runs Book of the Dead, where he released a book of all of his reference photos. I would like to see one from the public.
So much information on his.
So I literally just printed out all of his patterns for the clock. I want a clock. I really want an Evil Dead clock.
Yeah. When I first got into Evil Dead, I just spent hours on that website. I must have looked through every single like behind the scenes photo like 300 times. Like I've read everything on there. Like that's such an amazing thing that Evil Dead fans have just like available online for free. It's so cool.
And then he published it.
Sorry.
I don't have. Do you own it, Chris, the book?
I do not. I think the only Evil Dead themed books I have are like officially licensed, like released, like, you know, like the art book, the comic book, stuff like that. I don't have like the companion book or anything like that yet.
Companion book's a good read. It's a very good read. And then of course all Bruce Campbell's autobiographies.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I still need to get the audiobook for Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Yeah.
I have the audiobook and it's crazy. It is insane.
Because it's like so a full production with sound effects and music and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like there's people like Ted does some voices in it. There's a lot of sound effects. It's a little up there.
Bruce is a big sound guy, and it's like not to get too off topic, but like I would love to hear more about what he's done sound wise on specifically Evil, like things in general that he's worked on, but specifically Evil Dead, because like I know. He was involved with doing sound for the reboot and for Rise.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so. I know they integrated a lot of the sound effects from like the original Evil Dead into Evil Dead Rise. So
I think he brought like something that they used for the original movie that had sounds on it and he brought it to New Zealand for Evil Dead Rise, I think he said.
Do you guys remember when Lee Cronin put on Twitter that video of like the camera looking up? At his loft, and you hear the sounds. You're just like, he is the master of tease. That is who that man is. I would love to sit and be like, Hole in the Ground is a great movie. Your movies are great. Your social media game is
unmatched.
Yeah, the shoe, the pizza. Look, I made a I made a mess, and I'm like, you're evil. You were an evil man, and I love you.
He's really good at giving those just a little bit of snippets of stuff.
Because he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly how to. He knows, like, I don't know if they knew that about him when, like, because Hole in the Ground, I only watched the film when I heard he had booked the role. So they booked the gig. And I'm like, okay, I'll give this. And I loved it. I thought it was a cool, weird, trippy movie. Agreed. And so when I started diving into him, like, oh, this dude's also a showman. He's crazy. I would love to have a beer with Lee Cronin. I'd be like, bro, I just want to talk to you about your favorite movie. I don't want to talk about Evil Dead. I want to talk about your favorite movies and what influenced you. Because you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I love it. We'll talk about Evil Dead later. That's for another time. Let's talk about you.
I'm on the same page.
Because I just want to like, what's your favorite zombie movie, bro? Just tell me what's your favorite zombie movie.
Cool.
What did I say? What are your desires and wants for the franchise, for Evil Dead game specifically, and then as a whole in general? Like, as a fan, what would you like to see moving forward with the game and movies, TV show, etc.? And then I'll throw it back to G.
For the game, I definitely want to see more characters, more... I love that they added that like battle royale like aspect. I want to see how far they can go. But of course, like Evil Dead, even though it is such a vast world... We're only going to get a certain amount because that takes time. That kind of art takes time. So I am very like, we have a game that has these characters that stuck. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm good with that. For the franchise, I would love to see more love for the show, the musical. honestly, it's one of those musicals that I'm surprised there's not a pro shot for, because just thinking of all of the pro shots that I've seen of horror musicals like Carrie, Toxic Avenger, which is one of my favorite musicals of all time.
I still need to see that.
The pro shot is from the London cast. I would love to see, honestly, I'm surprised that I don't know if Starz still owns like their IP for Evil Dead. I'm like, I would love to see a major like major studio say, okay, let's do this like special Evil Dead the musical, and use high like special effects and stuff, but it's the musical.
Yeah. Like a movie version of the musical, basically.
Yeah.
But not, yeah, not a theatrical one. I'd like to see one that's like the live shows of like Grease or like
The Hairspray one they did a couple years ago.
Version, but give them a budget, a huge budget,
and then film it and then share it and whatnot. Yeah, no, I agree.
I also want to see this animated TV show. I don't care the style. I don't care if it looks like Rick and Morty. As long as I would love to see that promise, because Nick Bassett's art for the concept of season four, it is a shame. It is a crime that we did not see that on the big screen.
Agreed.
I just talked to Nick the other day. We were he liked one of my photos, and I dropped in his DMs, and we were mostly talking about like his work on Sweet Tooth. But I was like, hey, we used Ashy Slashy, and he sent me his pictures of his screen used Ashy Slashy, and so we just talked about that for like 20 minutes. I'm like, and you just have that in your living room? He goes, yep. I'm like, I want your life. So
you'll
talking to
there, them, man.
I told him like it's a crime that your art is not seen, especially like the big. There was one. It's like it looks like Daft Punk. What's that Keanu Reeves game that came out?
Cyberpunk.
I'm sorry. Yes. No, it looks like Cyberpunk, and I'm like, I would have loved to seen season four Ash vs. Evil Dead look like that, especially with the car. Mm-hmm. That Hail to the King car.
The battle.
Mm-hmm.
The battle Delta.
I would have loved to see that, but my dream is to one day direct a production of Evil Dead the musical and make it. I've directed, we do this show called Living Dead the musical, which is based off Night of the Living Dead as a parody, and we've been doing it for almost, I stopped directing in 2021, but I did a pro shot of it during 2020 to give to the audience at home. And I had a set. I was like, Dad, what kind of gags can we do on this set? Because he was my partner. We had a cross that spanned. We had a window that zombies could pop through. It was a cheesy musical. And I would love to be able to take all what I've learned from that and put it into the musical. Because it wouldn't be, I'm not saying it's, I would put my heart and soul. Every day I'd be in that theater. I'm like, how can I make this better? How can I make this stand out from another production that someone may have seen? I saw a production in Pittsburgh that had a Disney engineer who made the moose, and it was an animatronic.
What?
And it looked like a real taxidermy moose. I'm like, how are they going to make that move? And it was a robot, and it was in Pittsburgh. Wow. I forget the theater. I'm so sorry if someone from that production is watching. Like, that was mine. Your moose was epic. And they actually had a hand like puppet that would like move on a race car. So this thing is moving across the stage. And you can see the race car. That's funny. But you see this hand like moving with it. And you're like, that's hilarious. So anything like that, that I can make the production more special, that's what I would love to do. And that's just one of my little bucket list goals. Yeah.
The musical looks extremely underrated and deserves a lot more love and attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think a song from the musical just needs to trend on TikTok. And then unfortunately, that's the way things like musicals get popular these days.
You might be on to something.
I know. I'm surprised no one's done the Necronomicon dance as a TikTok dance.
Or the All the Men in My Life Keep Getting Killed by Candarian Demons. And just
that one.
Like, just talk about your dating history. First there was Ed, and it'd be like a synopsis of that guy.
Why don't I do the TikTok? Doing that before?
Yeah, there's so much potential there.
I'm gonna start brainstorming ideas. I gotta find a way with what I have to do a TikTok with Evil Dead the musical.
Well, if you need a Deadite mask, you can go to Backyard Zombie Productions YouTube channel, and we have a tutorial.
Shameless plug. I love it.
That was my last question for you. I was gonna ask you to plug all your stuff so that people can find you online.
I just have YouTube. It's Backyard Zombie Productions. And then I have Instagram, and we're at Backyard Zombie 2021. And I really do want to plug my one of my BFFs, my partner, Miles. He is at Miles Reviews on YouTube. And he's actually doing this amazing project where he is reviewing every single animated Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, wow.
And he's going in order. And I just want to make sure, I want people to know him. I want people to be like, he's my favorite human. And he's got an eye for, like, I can't say that I could do these short films by myself. I can't. I want to make sure I plug him at Miles Reviews. Watch his Scooby-Doo videos. They're hilarious. And he's breaking them. He just released Scooby-Doo Cyber Chase today.
Okay.
And he is fantastic. So go follow him, and you'll find me somehow through him. But it's at Backyard Zombie 2021 on Instagram, Backyard Zombie Productions on YouTube. But I want to throw love where love needs to be thrown. He's the backbone of Backyard Zombie, and he's the one who says yes to everything. I pop into this noggin. I'm like, can we do this? He goes, yes. So I want to make sure I throw the love to him.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us. Yes. We both had a blast doing this. It was so much fun. Yeah, welcome so back whenever you want.
Yeah, I would love to.
So yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode of Hail to the Deadites. Make sure to do all that YouTube stuff, liking, sharing, and subscribing. Yeah, and that's the episode. I guess you guys have any closing remarks?
Go see Evil Dead Rise, April 21st, in theaters. More money means more movies. Yep. And go watch the Evil Dead special presented by Backyard Zombie, April 21st as well.
Awesome. Stay groovy, everyone.
Stay groovy.